Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, and welcome to another The New Abnormal member-exclusive episode, and we thank you so much for being here. We have a very special guest with Hawaiian Senator Brian Schatz, who is going to be talking to us about a wide variety of subjects, including evil Facebook and where the race stands with the Senate. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this, along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
And let's just get to it and start talking about the races you think are the hot plays in the 2020 Senate contests.
Well, thanks for having me. And I think you're right. I mean, first of all, we have to imagine a Biden presidency with Mitch McConnell still in charge and how much that would grind even just the standing up of the government to a halt. And then we have to imagine a Trump presidency where we had the Senate and at least we would be able to check and control him to greater or lesser degree. So the Senate is maybe not as important as the presidency, but it's a very, very close second. Here's my view of the Senate races. My advice for your listeners and for anyone who asks is to spend money and time on the non-famous candidates. It is very easy to get sort of caught up in the people who are either very online or very charismatic or running against someone you particularly hate. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because we kind of need money and volunteers everywhere. But as I think through the races that we've won and lost over the last several election cycles, it's really got nothing to do with who became a sort of nationwide phenomenon. So we've got to make sure that all of our races are covered. I mean, I think Gary Peters in Michigan is a really good example. Betsy DeVos is all in with her super PAC. The Republicans love their candidate. They're spending $1 million a week lying about Gary. And there's a little bit too much comfort around the idea that Biden's doing reasonably well, a little too close for comfort, but he's doing reasonably well in Michigan. And therefore, Gary Peters is an incumbent Democratic senator. It should be fine. This thing is too close. And they are dedicated to flipping that seat because that makes our math that much more difficult. So Gary Peters is an enormously high priority. I'll also say Doug Jones, not just because this guy is just a beautiful human being, the person who prosecuted the Birmingham bombers, but also he really still can win. What worries me a bit about that race is that people read that morning consult poll, that online poll, which is sort of notoriously wobbly and inaccurate.
Was that the only poll out of Alabama? Because there's not a lot of polling, right?
There's not a lot of polling. I don't think it's not accurate to say that Doug Jones is in the lead. It is accurate to say that Doug Jones has a pathway to win this thing. The Trump-Biden margin is probably going to be cut in half from 22. And so Doug Jones has to get some Republican and independent voters, which he's really good at doing. And the way he's mobilize the African-American community throughout Alabama, not just in cities, but in rural communities, gives him a pathway to victory. And then I just think follow your muse, but don't just assume that the most famous candidate is the highest priority. In fact, sometimes those very famous candidates are, I wouldn't say overfunded, but sufficiently funded.
So who else would you suggest?
I think Barbara Beaulieu in Kansas is very interesting.
Rising the attention spectrum right there.
Yeah. So Barbara is a doctor. She is a moderate, a state legislator, state senator who was a Republican and switched parties as a result of Trump's extremism. She was endorsed by the person who preceded Pat Roberts, Rick, what's her name? The Republican female senator in Kansas.
Nancy Kassebaum.
Yeah, she was just endorsed by Nancy Kassebaum. And Kansas is getting a little swingy. I mean,
it is.
I hesitate to talk about this too confidently because I haven't been to all of these places, but the trade war is really wearing down rural communities generally and farmers in particular. And I think Kansans do not like the conduct of the president. And Barbara Beaulieu embodies a kind of spirit of being moderate, being thoughtful, being bipartisan, and being practical and pragmatic. She's got a real shot at winning this thing. They just won the governor's race in the last cycle. So Kansas is one of those places where I think it's really hard in your mind's eye, if you're an activist, to picture that we could win there. But, you know, that's what we've got to do. I also think Steve Bullock is, believe it or not, I think he's a slight favorite. And that's not based on polling. That is based on he's a popular incumbent governor who's doing a good job with COVID and has legitimacy as someone who's displayed his independence and who's fought dark money and won, who's fought on behalf of working people and won. And he's just a good guy. It was sort of weird to me that he didn't actually pick up a little more steam as a presidential candidate. I think that was purely, again, you come from Montana, you don't have a lot of online money, and he just sort of ran out of gas. But he's super talented, and I wouldn't say...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.